If you put topspin on the ball, it will be less affected by the wind, because if it has topspin, it is going to be dipping more quickly. It's going to be in the air for less time. And also a ball that is hit flat cannot be hit as hard and kept in as a ball with topspin, because a ball with topspin is brought down immediately. Using the wrist on certain shots, not on dinks really too much, but if you're going to hit drives and speed ups, get a lot of topspin on the ball. I found that, you know, wind is moving the ball left and right. I'm not super confident in where this ball is going to bounce off my paddle. I'm going to try to get a little extra topspin. I'm going to go maybe even a little lower and firmer. You've got the wind at your back. Try to avoid any slice return. Hey guys, thank you for tuning into my show. We are going to go into a topic that everyone wants to know about and that I'm very familiar with living in South Florida, how to play your best pickleball when you are playing in windy conditions. And there are a couple key things to think of. So if you're playing with the wind at your back, so you feel the wind at your back, you've got extra, you know, you're playing with the wind sort of on your team. If that's going on, probably don't lob the ball. It's much tougher to lob the ball. If you lob the ball when you're facing, or when you're with the wind, when the wind is behind you, it can be risky. It's very tough to keep those balls in. And if you are against the wind, I would advise hitting more lobs, because you can be a little more aggressive with your lob. The wind will bring the ball back in, and you want to use a little more topspin on those lobs and try to really go for them, so to speak, because it can help you in that sense. Another thing about playing with the wind that's big for me is just remembering that, like, if it's really windy and the wind is going left and right, you should be driving more thirds. So I like to drive more thirds if the wind is windy, or if the wind is aggressive. Actually, the wind is going to be windy if the wind is aggressive, because you are not able to hit a perfect drop as often. Another thing about playing in the wind too is driving the ball more often. I think driving the ball more often is better in the wind, because hitting a drop, a perfect drop or a perfect reset when it's really windy is tougher. So hitting a good drive to the middle is usually what I will do when I'm playing in the wind, and then I'll set myself up for an easier fifth shot drop instead of trying to hit a perfect drop on my third shot. The other thing about that is if you hit a drive in the wind, because the ball will be moving a lot, it actually makes it easier for you to generate some errors off of your drive, right? So if you're hitting a drive that's moving a lot because of the wind, they're going to be hitting their fourths, going to be missing their fourths a little more often. So you can be more aggressive with your drive if you're against the wind, if the wind is in your face, because the wind will bring the ball down. And if you're with the wind, you want to be a little more, you know, hitting like a drop drive hybrid, trying to just keep it low, not do too much with your drive, because the last thing you want to do is miss a drive long, right? So for me, again, like, if I'm ever going to miss a drive, which I will miss a drive, you know, sometimes you're not going to hit every shot in every single time. If I do miss a drive, I'm going to miss it in the net. I think it's better to miss the drive in the net once, you know, every in a blue moon, because that shows that your head's in the right place at least. If you're missing your drives long in doubles, I don't think that makes a ton of sense, because if you're trying to hit a, you know, a deep serve and a hard serve and then try to catch the other person coming in, you want that drive to be low, bouncing, you know, 5 or 6 feet inside the baseline. You don't really want it to be a super, you know, deep drive, because they'll actually make contact with it, you know, closer up here as opposed to down by their feet. You want to get it to their feet. So also another thing about playing in the wind is that if you are in a hands battle, for me, I found it to be better to just keep my swing shorter, or you want things to be pretty compact, because there's more that can go wrong with a bigger swing. And if it's really windy and you're taking these big swings, that can cause some problems. So I like to just keep things very compact and keep my volleys out in front. I think that the more that you meet the ball out in front, so for me, like, if I'm contacting it more in front, the smaller my swing is going to be. So if you're trying to meet the ball back here and, you know, right at your chest, you're actually going to have a bigger swing. That lends itself inherently to a bigger swing, which will then cause some more problems, because there's more that can go wrong, right? I mean, you can obviously generate more power with a bigger swing, but at the end of the day, if it's super windy, you should probably be prioritizing consistency, just making your swings compact and small, and then just eventually getting the ball down. So that's a key thing. And the other thing too, you know, especially with the backhand volley, if you contact the backhand volley more in front, you'll actually hit it harder than if you contact it here. A lot of people think that they're strongest here, closer to their body. It's actually really similar to a punch. If you're going to punch somebody, you're going to be closer to your strongest point of a punch at full extension. It's actually the same thing with the backhand volley. You shouldn't be trying to be here. You should be like relaxed and at full extension. So those two things go hand in hand. Having a smaller swing, contact the ball in front, same thing. Hey guys, James Ignatowicz here. Make sure to not get ghosted in the pickleball group chat. Get play more. We all know the feeling. You're down to play some pickleball. You send a message to your group chat. A couple people like the message. Are you sure you're going to play the game? You don't really know. Play More is a new pickleball app that does that frustrating part for you. I hate setting up games. I try to make sure somebody else does it every single time. But if I have the Play More app, changes everything for me. So you're going to be playing with players your level. No more 5-0 versus 3-0 matchups. It's going to be all streamlined and super easy. So make sure to check out the Play More app. Try it out on the App Store or use the web version at getplaymore.com. So let's see. Another thing about playing in the wind is actually not hitting your returns too high. I've made a bunch of mistakes on returns in the wind because I'll try to go a little higher on the return. You know, there's no such thing as popping up a return, really. I mean, if it's high and deep, it's a good return for the most part. So you definitely want to try to give yourself some, I would say, some margin for error in the sense that you're not trying to go super high because the wind can do different things and the wind can affect the flight of the ball, obviously. So another way to play it safe there is actually cross court with your return. If you go cross court with your return, you have more space. If you have more space because of the geometry of the court, then there's more room for error. If the wind pushes it a little further, if it's going at that cross court angle, probably not going to get as affected as much as if you're going to go straight on. And another thing about wind that's super helpful is imparting topspin on the ball. If you put topspin on the ball, it will be less affected by the wind because if it has topspin, it is going to be dipping more quickly. It's going to be in the air for less time. And also a ball that is hit flat cannot be hit as hard and kept in as a ball with topspin because a ball with topspin is brought down immediately. So since it's brought down, you can hit it harder and keep it in and it's going to bounce in the same spot. So the way to get topspin is brushing up on the ball, going from low to high a little more, and using the wrist on certain shots, not on dinks really too much. But if you're going to hit drives and speed ups, get a lot of topspin on the ball. I found that, you know, when I'm playing in the wind, I'm like, okay, the wind is moving the ball left and right. I'm not super confident in where this ball is going to bounce off of my paddle. I'm going to try to get a little extra topspin. I'm going to go maybe even a little lower and firmer, right? A little, not necessarily too much lower over the net. I think if it's, you know, if you're aiming this high over the net, that can be tough unless you're really good. But generally just firmer, more topspin, and not trying to do too much in terms of like getting height or hitting it flat. And I would say trying to avoid slices a little bit more. I think slicing the ball can be a little bit riskier in the wind, especially if you're with the wind. So if the wind is at your back, keep in mind that a slice will travel a bit upward. It's the opposite of topspin. So topspin, and they both have their different use cases. I slice sometimes, I hit topspin sometimes. It's not that there's one size fits all there. But with slice, it will travel in the air further. If you hit it less hard, even it doesn't really matter because of slice, it will carry. And if you have the wind at your back, that's going to lend itself to a lot of missed deep returns. So I don't think I've hit a slice return in my pro pickleball life. But if you do see other pros sometimes with slice returns, it's a little more rare on the pro side because the drives are so aggressive now. Slice returns are much more likely to be missed long, I've found, if somebody has the wind at their back. So if you've got the wind at your back, try to avoid hitting a slice return. And if you are with, you know, the wind is in your face, so let's say you feel the wind coming at you. This is an interesting one, but I wouldn't be super against a third shot lob either. I really like hitting the lob with the wind. And this is me personally. I personally don't love actually hitting the lob just because of my personal game, but I like the idea of hitting the lob. I teach students, hey, you can go for the lob if the wind is in your face. Because, right, lob is going to be hit. The wind is going to bring it back in. It's very tough to miss a lob deep if the wind is at your face. If the wind is at your face, the ball will be brought back to you. It's a lot tougher to miss a lob. So what I would do sometimes is hit a third shot lob. There's a guy, Dekel Barr, one of the best players in the world. He actually has been hitting some third shot lobs here and there. I saw him do it. He's been doing a little more practice than in matches. And I can imagine that if the wind were in his face, he would probably be more likely to do it. If his wind was at his back, I don't think he would ever hit it. So yeah, the higher the ball is, the more the wind will affect that ball. It's going to be in the ball in the air longer. So another thing about playing in the wind that you might not like, but coming from me, at least you'll understand that I'm not just, you know, I practice what I preach in this sense. In the wind, you definitely want to be moving your feet just a little bit more because the ball will be traveling in ways that are a little more unexpected. You're not going to be super sure where the ball is actually going. You're going to have to make adjustments on the fly. And in the wind, that's even more common. And I think that what you should be doing is moving your feet just a little bit more, maybe moving your feet a little bit more than you have to. It's definitely much less common to move your feet too much than it is to not move your feet enough. I think that there's a big discrepancy there. There's a whole lot of people that are not moving their feet enough and making mistakes, and there's not too many people that, oh, that guy made a mistake because he was moving his feet too much. It doesn't really happen. Except me, maybe. Right? I might be the only person that does that. So, okay, moving your feet more in the wind. What do I mean by moving my feet more? I don't mean just like bouncing up and down like a crazy person like I do. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is actually moving your feet earlier. So the earlier that you move your feet, the less you actually have to move your feet on impact. So really, it doesn't mean you're moving your feet so much that you're just bouncing up and down uncontrollably. You're just moving your feet as early as possible. So we do this drill sometimes when it's really windy, which is, you know, first thing that has to move is your feet. So you can't move your hands or your upper body first. You can't just see where the ball is and then initially, you know, especially if it's a soft shot, do this first or lean first. You know, the first part of your body that has to actually make a movement is your feet. Anything else can move after that, but the first thing that has to move is your feet. And I would encourage you to try to do that drill and maybe just mess around with it. You know, if it's windy, just get a feel for doing that, right? You see the ball coming off your opponent's paddle. Your next move is move your feet first. Your feet have to move, then anything else can move, you know, a split second after, less than that, obviously. So give that a try, because that helps people a lot. A lot of people are leaning too much side to side. You don't want to be leaning a lot side to side in the wind, because if you're leaning, you can't really make an adjustment if the wind changes the trajectory of the ball. You can lean in, right? Obviously, you want to be leaning forward sometimes to attack balls out of the air. But if you're leaning sideways like this and you feel your shoulders kind of collapsing in one particular direction, that is not conducive to success in the wind. So that's all we've got on the wind. Thank you for watching.